This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, a lot of us have pets. I have too many pets. And, you know, I always joke about how I think they want to kill me. And I'm not being paranoid. I'm not. I just really think they do. Remember there was a study in 2015 where they say that the average cat wants to kill their owner, and they would. The average cat would completely murder their owner. But they're just not big enough. You know, and they found that their dopamine and a lot of their, it's actually an interesting study. I need to pull it up. Apparently their, if I could remember a few years back, this was back in 2015, a lot of their neurotransmitters would rise, right, when their owner would come in the room. And so I guess they found that, you know, those were kind of hormones for aggression. I know my cats, if I'm not feeding them their little tuna fish that they like, or the little pate or their, meat cutlets, I have to basically give them a menu. I have to be like a chef, you know, about to feed them. You know, like what are those little cat cat commercials where the food has like garnish on it and things like that? I have to do that for the cats, and I sing and I do this whole thing and I have the napkin, like, you know, feed them. Dog doesn't matter. Dog, you can throw the food on the floor. Dogs are great. Dogs, I don't think, want to kill you. But my cats do, and I go to sleep at night with the cats just staring at me, giving me death stares, and I have nightmares. That's just my life, and, you know. Oh, well. But unfortunately, there's been a lot of cases where people were killed by their pets. And I'm not talking, you know, the cat that decides to rub in between your ankles and then you fall down the stairs, which happened to me, or the dog which tried to full gallop, follow you down the stairs and, you know, be your security guard, and again, you trip and fall down the stairs. So, I mean, my cats and dogs have almost caused me to break my neck, and it's not a pretty sight. I don't know what I'm going to do when I need fall precautions when I'm older, because they really cause a lot of injury. But this one case, I don't know if you guys heard, somebody died. It's not funny. I shouldn't be laughing. I'm sorry. This is very serious. This is horrible. This is very tragic, very tragic. Somebody died because their rooster attacked them. This is true. So apparently, this was published in the Journal of Forensic Science. There was a 76-year-old who was collecting eggs at her home in Australia when this rooster attacked her lower left leg. Now, you would think you could just kick the rooster off, but the problem is the rooster hit a vein, and it was one of her varicose veins. And she apparently collapsed, and they think bled to death. Because when they examined her, they saw two small lacerations of her leg, including one of her varicose veins. So varicose veins are veins that... So basically, you have... Okay. So you have your arteries, and the arteries push the blood throughout the body, okay? Yeah, I paid attention to medical school. And then the veins, right, take the blood that was oxygenated, because the blood has to, through the arteries, go to the tissues. The tissues have to take the oxygen it wants. And then it says, I'm done. Go ahead. Pass it on down. So as the blood deoxygenates, it then goes through the venous system, the veins, to go back into the heart. Right atrium gets shot to the lungs. The lungs then oxygenate it. Actually, right atrium, right ventricle goes to the lungs. Lungs oxygenates, comes back through the left atrium, left ventricle, and then goes back throughout the body in the arterial system. So a vein could have, veins actually also have little baby valves in them, and that just kind of helps the blood go, even though it's usually the force of the pump that brings the blood back. But when a vein collapses, or the valves collapse, the vein then starts to kind of collapse, and they could be very big. they could be not have the healthiest of walls. And so these varicose veins that a lot of us have are very tender. They could be big. I got little spider veins. I don't have the varicose veins yet. Hemorrhoids. Hemorrhoids are veins that, you know, collapse and they bleed. So don't worry. The rooster didn't attack a hemorrhoid, but it attacked one of her varicose veins. And apparently she died from exsanguination, which means she bled to death. Severe blood loss. Now, the attack is considered rare, and they don't want people afraid of their pet roosters, but I decided to look up what other deaths have happened by people's pets. Now, we've heard of the ones where a python will strangle their owner. I don't really understand why any of you guys would have a pet snake. Well, okay, yeah. Okay, I get that. like in the house. Okay, family show. Pet snake. So, I don't get that, okay? It's a snake. It's not a pet. Can't really do coochie-coochie-coo. Can't tickle its tummy. But I believe last summer, a British man was found dead because his Burmese python had decided to strangle him. And so he died from asphyxiation. No air comes to his head. Then there was a toddler who died from the family's python. I think if you have any children in the house, you should not have any of those animals. That was ridiculous. We don't want to go there. There was a man who was mauled to death by a deer. I hear of a lot of deer killings. One guy, he was killed by his 560-pound pet deer, 67 years old. He had this deer on his property, was taking care of the deer, and then the deer mauled him one day. There was another case where a woman found a deer whose mom was killed, kind of a whole Bambi story, took the deer in. Deer grew up. Deer was with her for a very, very long period of time. She walks into the barn where she has the deer. Deer gets spooked, mauls her. So I know it's a little innocent, doe-eyed little deer, but the problem is they can be very, very, very nasty. So deers aren't as cute. Now, we have one woman. She had a pet bear. I'm not sure why she decided a bear to be a pet, but she did. And she was killed back in 2009 because she was trying to clean the black bear's cage. Black bears are some of the most scary, so bad. Then we have a farmer who had a pet hippo. And this hippo, I believe he called his hippo Humphrey. And Humphrey was a son to him. And I guess there were pictures of him playing with the pet hippo. Well, apparently the 40-year-old was killed. I'm not exactly sure the cause of death, but maybe the hippo sat on him. Now, this frightens me. Camels. Okay, my dad grew up around camels and stuff, and, you know, camels he thought were the coolest animal. Well, apparently there was a 6-year-old woman who had a pet camel. Unfortunately, the camel was, like, really, really horny and tried to mate with her and kind of had her pinned down and basically suffocated her trying to mate with her. Then you have people with pet lions, things like that. So, honestly, I think I would just go with, like, a fish. I don't know. I mean, it's hard to tickle their tummy and sing and play with them, but it's safer. I don't see how a fish could kill you unless it jumps out. 1-877, Dr. Allen, go ahead. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called instantly ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We are back on Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So Hurricane Dorian right now is poised to slam into the Carolinas. It has been scraping off the Florida coast and Georgia, but we do expect impact in the Carolinas. Now, it's leaving Florida as of later today, starting to move up towards Georgia. It's going really slow, like 5-6 miles an hour. And apparently the Carolinas are facing triple threats of destructive winds, flooding rains, and life-threatening storm surges. Now, Dorian has stayed just far enough off the coast to not cause the devastation to Florida that it did with the Bahamas. The Bahamas look totaled. It's horrible. It's very frightening to see all the devastation. I don't know if you've seen the before and after pictures. But Dorian kind of stayed just enough off coast to just cause, waves and beach weathering and some surges, but not to the degree that we expected it could. But it may hit harder right into the coastline of the Carolinas closer than it did and actually make landfall. They say the impacts are expected to be severe. So around Charleston, South Carolina, they expect the wind gusts to hit about 80 miles per hour. Water levels could rank among the top five levels ever recorded. Due to the combination of ocean surge and up to 15 inches of rain, higher wind gusts could lash northern Carolina's Outer Banks, also leading to power outages and damage. They say the Virginia Tidewater and southern Delmarva Peninsula also could endure tropical storm conditions. So they're expecting the storm to go all the way up past Maine into Nova Scotia area until it finally, above Greenland, dissipates into the water. So it's just going to go from warmer to cooler. I believe it's still Category 2. Bahamas now is trying to recoup. It was about the size of Bahamas. Now it's even bigger. But from what I understand, it's not as organized. And they thought that it might have started to intensify a little bit. If it did intensify, that would be bad news for the Carolinas. Coastal flooding is also still at risk for northeastern Florida, northern Carolina, Outer Banks. And so right now, where we're at right now, about 20 minutes ago, the storm was 95 miles east-northeast of Daytona Beach, moving northwest at 9 miles an hour. So it picked up a little speed. The winds were about 105 miles an hour, so it's still a Category 2 storm. Dorian is expected to maintain its current intensity through Thursday, and the storm has grown larger since the weekend. And now their winds extend 70 miles from the center, outer winds 175. Now, you see a lot of people heading to the beach. You know, every time I see pictures of, you know, the Carolinas or Florida or whatever, you see people on the beach. Yeah, I mean, you see, you know, businesses boarded up. But, you know, people are enjoying the waves, and I get it. I get that the waves are pretty phenomenal right now. You just don't understand the rip currents, okay? You cannot go into the water. I know, you know, enjoying the water and all that seems to be the thing to do when you have this sort of a, you know, natural disaster coming. I get, you know, for us water enthusiasts, how exciting that could be, but don't. It is the most dangerous thing you could do. These tides are pulling people out. There's not enough lifeguards out there, obviously. I don't know how many lifeguards are available. Everybody was supposed to kind of leave, so that's what we're recommending. Now, we do have some other hurricanes that seem to be kind of, let me see if I could find them right here. There's some other unfortunate other sort of things in the works. So we've been watching Tropical Storm Fernand. Tropical Storm Fernand is making landfall in northeast Mexico right now. We have Tropical Storm Gabrielle. Now, that's in the eastern Atlantic, and it looks like it's going north, so I'm not worried about that. But the National Hurricane Center is monitoring another couple areas in the Atlantic for possible development. So Fernand, we, you know, obviously we worry about anything that, you know, hits our neighbors. But these Gulf storms can very easily come back and then turn into hurricanes. So right now, they're in northeast Mexico. And northeast Mexico, you know, can very easily turn into our Gulf, you know, and affect our Texas. It is actually affecting southern Texas and then Louisiana and the other states, Alabama, Mississippi, etc. So heavy rainfall is expected. Rainfall totals about 6 to 12 inches. They're expecting some flash flooding. And a tropical storm warning has been issued for northeastern Mexico from Puerto Altamira to the mouth of the Rio Grande. And local heavy rain is also going to soak South Texas. So we're going to definitely watch that. Yes, I'm going to talk about Dallas, Texas in a second. Let me talk about hurricanes first. Now, Tropical Storm Gabrielle, that has strengthened. It may become a hurricane, but we just think it's going to go north. We don't think it's going to make hit land at all. So we don't expect it to be a threat, so nobody really talks about it. But we do watch what comes off the coast of Africa. And so the National Hurricane Center has noted a tropical wave expected to emerge off the coast of Western Africa on Wednesday. That has the potential to grow in the warm waters, become a tropical depression this weekend as it moves across the eastern Atlantic. Now, still we don't know if that's going to be a threat. Way too early to tell. But these storms come from the east. And they come from, you know, the coast off of Africa. And so some of them form, you know, mid-Atlantic, but the majority of them, they start coming from those winds and that current and weather system, and then they start moving. This Dorian was a real fluke in that it just kind of hovered, and that was the problem we had with Hurricane Katrina. It hovered. You know, we like the fast-moving storms. The fast-moving storms get in, get out, and leave. But this sucker Dorian just sat there and just dug its heels into the Bahamas. And so from what we understand, the devastation is pretty widespread. It's a National Blood Donation Week this week. We need blood. Their hospitals need to be stocked with blood. Blood is an ever-ending need. If you wish to help, please contact your local blood bank or contact me, and I'll find you a local blood bank where you could donate blood. A lot of people, they want to help the Bahamas, and they want to help, you know, other areas and the like, but I don't have the money right now. You know, I'm making paycheck to paycheck. You know, at least donating blood doesn't cost you money. All right. If you can, though, if you have some money, then I would say donate to Red Cross, American Salvation Army, many of these other charities that are making collections. But it's definitely a frightening time, and I love to see America pull through. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. So we'll talk a little bit about sports. Okay. Big headline last week was Andrew Luck leaving the Colts, choosing his health. I think he's only 28, 29 years old, choosing his health first. God bless him for doing that. Good for him. Ezekiel Elliott was holding out for a contract. From what we understand, Ezekiel Elliott with the Dallas Cowboys has signed. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Okay, we're pretty happy about that. He agrees to a 6-year, $90 million contract extension. Now, I've been watching Zeke a lot. Now, as you know, Zeke is a Cowboy star. He is a running back for basically he's Dak Prescott's go-to for most of these games. All right. And he held off and we didn't see him play, obviously, in preseason. And so NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport and NFL's network Gene Slater reported that Cowboys and Elliott have agreed to a 6-year, $90 million extension. So that is $103 million over 8 years with $50 million guaranteed. So that makes him the top paid running back over Todd Gurley and also the first Cowboy to eclipse $100 million in total value. So Jerry Jones, right, who owns Cowboys, says Zeke has been arguably our best player. I'm not trying to be unfair to anybody else, but he's an incremental part to our success. We're glad to get him booked in and we're glad to have him on the team. And he plays a position that has some pretty interesting dynamics because running backs are short-lived. Although we had what I consider to be one of the top five great ones in Emmitt Smith, and Emmitt ran the ball for 13 years. So you don't have to be a 4 or 5 year career to be a running back. But Zeke allows us to create such problems for the defense that when we can open it up to our passing, open it up for Dak Prescott. So the reason why I bring it up is we're talking about injuries. And I, you know, when the camera allows, I like to watch very, very closely what happens with our players. And Zeke caught my eye a few years back because of the smelling salts. You would see him just sit there with the smelling salts. And after each, you know, pass or each play, he just, to me, looked a little dizzy. And again, I'm a doctor in my living room. I'm not there on the field. So I'm not going to be diagnosing concussions. But I got to tell you, man, my spidey sense peaked. And so what I'm worried about with somebody and players like him is, you know, the destruction to the head. I mean, he is sustaining head trauma, you know, every time he plays, right, as people, they just pile on. And so, you know, on one end, you know, yeah, maybe he deserves that kind of money. It is a lot of money. But on the other end, football really hasn't gotten that much safer. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Do you you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at HBExtract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hong Kong's leader, Carrie Lam, has fully withdrawn an extradition bill that had set off 3 months of violent protests in the streets and at the Hong Kong airport. She announced the withdrawal in a video statement released early Wednesday.
Our foremost priority now is to end violence, to safeguard the rule of law, and to restore order and safety in society.
The bill would have allowed extraditions to mainland China, where courts are controlled by the Communist Party. Forecasters say the threat to the southeast coast from Hurricane Dorian may not be going away right away. It's dangerously close to the east coast of Florida and could threaten the coast of Georgia through the rest of today and tonight. The storm is also expected to make landfall in the Carolinas within a day or day and a half. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, "Dad, this is good." So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm start taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350-350.
So have you ever ticked your neighbors off? I have. I didn't mean to. I really didn't mean to tick my neighbors off, but I had a graduation party, and we had a DJ, and the DJ was inside the house, but he did put a speaker outside, and the party went from like 7 to 11. You know, I mean, I don't have parties all night long, and, you know, because we only wanted to pay the DJ a certain amount of money. So we didn't really, you know, we weren't really expecting to have the DJ all night. So I figured 7 to 11, you know, yeah, a lot of people go to bed by 10. So I get out 10 to 11. Well, neighbors complained that the music was too loud, and that was about 9-something. I'm like, are you kidding me? And so, yeah. And then, you know, sometimes I'm yelling at the dog, right, because the dog, you know, runs out of the house. And I'm like, Uzi, you'll get hit by a car. Uzi, get your dishes inside now, Uzi. Ah, and I, you know, I'm screaming, and I'm like, Uzi. And I'm screaming in the middle of the night, right, for a stupid tissue to come back to the house. And then I scream, like, I'll get your stupid tissue back to the house. I don't cuss. I call it tissue. I'm like, your stupid tissue ain't not even supposed to be. And so I'll be screaming up and down the neighborhood trying to get her back. And I guess that probably ticks off a neighbor. But I've never been sued by a neighbor. But this case kind of piqued my interest. There's an Australian vegan who decided to sue her neighbors because the neighbors were cooking meat in their backyard. She was so furious that she could smell her neighbor's barbecue that she took her vegan beef to the state's highest court. That's cute. That was written by Fox News. Scylla Carden lives in Perth, Australia, and says her neighbors next door use a barbecue so often to cook fish that it causes her to stay inside. They put it so you smell fish, and all I smell is fish. I can't enjoy my backyard. I can't go out there. I'm dying to see where the court goes on that one, because that's interesting. I mean, on one end, you should be able to cook your fish. On the other end, that would suck if you had to smell fish you don't want. The woman also said her neighbor's cigarette smoke drifts into her yard, and she complained she can't stand the sound of children playing basketball nearby. Okay, sounds like she needs to move. Carden claims it's all deliberate, that her two neighbors are doing this to her on purpose. It's been devastating, it's been turmoil, it's been unrest, and I haven't been able to sleep. One of the neighbors told the news outlet that he wanted to remain on good terms with her and said they had removed the barbecue from his backyard and told his children to stop playing basketball. Miss Carden's demands were proven to be not reasonable, and indeed were to the detriment of the other owners' ability to enjoy their lots in a reasonable and acceptable manner, according to another neighbor. That's interesting how they speak like that. Australians have good English, too, we forget. So Carden took the situation to Western Australia's Supreme Court, and they sided with her neighbors and dismissed her case. So there we go. Her request to appeal the decision was refused by officials, but she says she will continue the battle. So, you know, you do have rights, from what I understand, if you have a neighbor that, I guess, bothers you. I would always suggest talking to them first. Okay, I mean, I think this could have been very easily rectified by sitting down with them and saying, okay, look, are there certain times a day when you cook, and then I'll avoid outside. I'm a vegan. I'm trying to stick to this diet. You have a right to cook. This is your house, you know, and you know, good for you for, you know, trying to eat healthy by eating fish and, you know, avoiding red meat and all that. But that's how I would do it if I was vegan. I don't think I'll ever be vegan. I just don't have the stamina and the strength to do that. I'm too weak to be a vegan. But, you know, I would say, look, guys, you know, I know you're eating fish. Fish is healthy. I don't want to, you know, disrupt that. But I got to tell you, it's really hard when I smell the fish. Is there a, can I get some warning whenever you cook? I don't know. I don't really know how the hell you would do that. And you want to know what? The smell doesn't last forever. I mean, it's only a few minutes. Because if I was the neighbor, they would go inside when we cook and then just wait the few minutes. Doesn't take long to cook fish. Fish cooks in about 15, 20 minutes at that. Doesn't really take that long. Sometimes even less. And, you know, people grill outside. Now, again, most fish don't go on barbecues. They actually go on the stovetop. So I'm really not sure about that. But I don't know. There's ways to handle it. You know, and you could say, you know, look, you know, if there are certain times when you do it, if you could just give me a heads up, I'll make sure I, you know, leave the house so I don't smell it. I mean, there are people with allergies, you know, like shellfish allergies. Like, my husband is really allergic to shellfish. So I guess he could very politely say, look, guys, you know, if you're going to be cooking lobster on your barbecue, you know, some people barbecue their lobster, can you let me know ahead of time? But usually what he does is that really hasn't been an issue. You know, I find it very, very interesting when things go to court. Because, you know, on one end, you know, you have a right to enjoy your air and your space. But what happens on people's property happens on people's property. Like, what happens if you're always hearing sex next door? You know, and you have kids, and they're having orgies, let's say, in their backyard. You know, there are certain, I don't know where that, look, I live in Vegas. I don't know. I'm sure it happens somewhere. I'm hearing there's one neighborhood where there's like a prostitution ring, and I guess prostitutes come in and out up and down the street. You know, the wives are like, oh, hell no, you're not going for your walk. You're not walking the dog now. Now you're staying indoors to their husbands. So anyway, LegalZoom talks about hazardous neighbors, right? Some of them that have, you know, parties, screaming moms, horn honking, music fanatics, partiers. Oh, that's all me. That's all me. And so your nuisance neighbors, they say, come in many shapes and sizes. Some offenses you might have to accept, noise during the day, the occasional yappy dog or outside cigarette smoker. Others can mean the beginning of legal pursuit, illegal construction, disobeying city ordinances, or failing to obey specific property boundaries. Yeah, if somebody built over my property line, I'd have an issue. But if somebody decides to build something on their house and it doesn't affect me, let them, whatever, I'm stay out of it. So apparently, there was a disorderly conduct case where there was somebody who was on, I guess, holding up a sign where he was, I guess, bullying disabled children. 62-year-old Edmund Aviv was accused of bullying his neighbor Sandra Prue's disabled child for years and was ordered to display the sad sign for 5 hours as part of a sentence, which included 15 days in jail and anger management classes. So apparently he was bullying the disabled kid. So if you're mean to your neighbor's kids, you could go to jail for that. Now, you could tell a kid to get off your property. But, you know, if you're just getting in your car and you're starting to make fun of them, that's bad. So you have to have a sign say, I'm a bully, I pick on children that are disabled, and I'm intolerant of those that are different from myself. My actions do not reflect an appreciation for the diverse South Euclid community that I live in. Oh, boy. All right, well, that's a pretty bad punishment. But good. So how do you handle your issues with your, you know, with your neighbors? Well, you know, one, try to talk to them. Okay. You know, pick a time to meet, talk, right? You know, don't accuse them. Just go, you know, look, you know, I want to be a good neighbor. I want, you know, to have a good relationship with you. You know, this is something that, you know, kind of bothers me. You know, we go to bed at 8, we go to bed at 9, you know, what can we do? But sometimes it's not going to be fixable and you might just have to move. You know, I mean, if you have a neighbor that's being ridiculous, it's being ridiculous. But, you know, if you really need to be in a vegan community, then you need to go and be in a vegan community. Or you need to live in an area where they don't have barbecues or they don't have, you know. I find it really, really frustrating where, you know, some people make certain choices and then they kind of expect everybody else to have to deal with that choice, you know. And, you know, there's only so much people can do. Now, they do suggest you get a mediator. There's mediators that could charge a few hundred dollars an hour and call gotpeace.com. And mediators can sit there and help, you know, mediate between, yeah, I don't know. All I know is if my neighbors told me to not have a DJ after 9, that's fine. I'll do it. No big deal. 1-877-DOCS-ELLIE.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So New York City's largest measles outbreak has now officially ended, they said. They've had, they are declaring an end to their measles outbreak. According to JTA.org, or the Jewish Telegraphic Agency, the measles outbreak that was concentrated in Orthodox Jewish neighborhoods in New York City is considered over. There have been no new infections over the last two incubation periods, signaling the end of the outbreak. This means that the emergency order mandating vaccines will be lifted. The order required residents of those neighborhoods to be vaccinated or pay fines of up to $1,000. New York City Health Commissioner Oxyris Barbeau called on New Yorkers to continue to have their children immunized. They say staying up to date on vaccines is the best way to protect people. So apparently, this outbreak started last October, and it was concentrated originally in the Orthodox neighborhoods in Brooklyn. They think what happened is an unvaccinated kid got the disease from Israel. Because he was unvaccinated, came back, and then infected the others. They said there were 654 cases reported up to Tuesday, which is the most in 30 years. Again, we don't know how many of those cases were in people who were vaccinated. In June, New York State lawmakers revoked the religious and personal belief exemption for vaccines. Unvaccinated students have 14 days from the start of school to prove they received the first dose of each immunization. In fact, I think what happened is they were going to be fined $1,000 if they didn't get vaccinated. Yeah. So, you know, this is great news. If the measles outbreak is over, I mean, you know, we do have to contain it. We do have to vaccinate. We got some education out of this. The most important piece of education we got out of this is the two pieces. Was one is unvaccinated individuals could start outbreaks, okay, in places where diseases were eradicated. But B, vaccination may not always confer the immunity we think it is, and we always need to reevaluate if boosters need to be done. Now, those are the take-home. Unfortunately, that's not the take-home message. The take-home message is all about the anti-vaxxers and, you know, browbeating the anti-vaxxers. But I think a very big take-home message of this also is just because you're vaccinated against something doesn't mean you're 100% immune. It confers a lot of immunity. We know the flu shot, you know, does a damn good job, you know, for the most part, but not as good a job as we need it to. So we need to always kind of have our, you know, ear open, and we need to listen, and we need to not be so, you know, adamant on, you know, our, you know, political leaning or, you know, campaign or whatever, but we need to kind of have an open ear. So, you know, the another headline that we've had this week is 50,000 unvaccinated Wisconsin students are heading to school. Okay, this was the headline. 50,000 unvaccinated Wisconsin students head to school amid measles outbreak. Like, it's like they're, you know, a war. They're, you know, making a front, and they're forming a line, and they're, you know, going to bring on an assault to the school. 50,000 unvaccinated Wisconsin students. They say that's the number of kids in Wisconsin who have waivers exempting them from vaccines that save lives, according to the Friendly Atheist. Even though measles has been eliminated, there's been over 1,200 cases this year alone. So, Professor of Pediatrics at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine says, I really do think it's purely just dumb luck that this hasn't spread to Wisconsin. Now, state health officials have investigated 382 suspected cases of measles, but not one case has been confirmed. So, Wisconsin has kind of been lucky. Now, most counties, right, are far below the 92 to 95% threshold for herd immunity. That's kind of the level where if you have enough vaccinated people, you're not going to unvaccinated people shouldn't hopefully get the disease because they have that protection. But not a single county in Wisconsin came close to that 92% threshold, meaning they really are at risk for a measles outbreak. So if 50,000 kids went to school without getting the vaccines, we have not put an end to the anti-vax discussion. We have people out there, which is something that we should very calmly and intelligibly talk about. But there are people out there that don't want to vaccinate their kids. Okay, so then why? Let's talk to them. What are they fearful of? Well, I'm going to tell you right now, a lot of them are fearful of the government not being transparent on the side effects. The concern that there's so many shots done at once that they, you know, are worried that it's too much for the child's immune system. Now, there is a lot of misinformation on the internet. I'm doing a study with medical students on that right now. We should be hopefully publishing it soon, where there's a lot of health videos and vaccine videos that are unfortunately, wrong. You know, vaccines do not cause autism. But doctors will tell you, yeah, vaccines can cause side effects, absolutely. Anything can cause a side effect. So when you have a parent that says, I don't want that side effect to affect my kid, you know, they're not crazy. Let's talk to them. Let's talk to them about the pros and the cons of vaccine. So it's frightening. It's really, really frightening the way we're approaching it, because the way the media is approaching it and governments are approaching it is, let's make anti-vaxxers look like kooks. Well, that's not working. Because if we have in Wisconsin at least 50,000 kids getting the waivers, I'm thinking the numbers are going up. Where parents are like, okay, wait a second. In fact, I think Facebook or one of the other social media sites are now going to be doing vaccine pop-ups, right, to teach people about how safe vaccines are. Well, those people who are conspiracy theorists, they don't look at that as education. They look at that as, wait, they're only giving one message. So, you know, what do we have to do to convince people that vaccines overall are safe? I mean, I tell people they're safe. I'm a doctor. They're safe. But, you know, have side effects happen to vaccines? Absolutely. I've seen them. I mean, I'm not going to lie. So when, you know, you have a parent that wants to protect their kid, and they're like, you know what, I'm really not worried about the measles. I'm really not. How do you convince them to take the child in to get the shot? And then we also have a lot of inconsistencies. You know, if we're going to decide to really have a robust vaccination, you know, schedule and try to work with parents and educate them, then why are we letting it slide with the flu shot? Well, we're doing that because, well, that'd be very unpopular. If you mandate flu shots, people get mad, people want to quit, you know, it's against their rights. Well, then doesn't that same argument apply then to the other vaccines? You know, so the problem is we don't even have our poop together yet. I mean, flu kills 70,000 to 80,000 people a year. I keep saying that. That scares the hell out of me. We're going to be coming into another flu season. And everybody's ripping on the anti-vaxxers for the MMR, but nobody's saying anything about the anti-flu vaxxers. Well, because there's the majority of them. The majority of people don't get the flu shot. So those are votes, and you don't want to tick off those votes. So the problem I have with this whole vaccine, you know, this approach to the anti-vaxxers, even though I'm pro-vaccine, I have to keep telling you guys that I'm pro-vaccine, but the problem is we always pick on the minority. That never changes. When there's a minority, we discriminate, we fine them, we don't allow them to use public transportation. That's what they wanted to do with those who want to get the measles vaccine. Well, okay, but then what about, what about the flu? I don't get it. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world at Bada Boom Bada Bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.